Plus it says, and they say we're talking for that of an Ezekain, Yeresim Yel Kefla and Yashem. Because Al Darshan, that the Pasuk mentions two elements here in the Pasuk. And they say we're talking without the Bnei Zokain, so Seva is referring to a person who is reaching the age of Zikna, which is passing the Halacha. Pikimor is the age of 70 years old. This is Zoya, which is Masha, 60 years old, but the minute Halacha is will be passing 70. And Zokain doesn't mean a person who's old, it means a person Shekana Chokma, is that Shekana Chokma, so Zokain can be a Tama Chokma, even if he's young. Mechaber says even if he's a Yonik, which means he's under the age of a Mitzvah. If he's a Talmud Chacham, you have a Chiyuv of giving him Kavod. So there's another pasuk mentions Mitnei Seva Tokum, so it means a Chiyuv of Kima for a Seva, for an elderly person. And Vahadata Pnei Zokei, and it says that there's a Mitzvah of Imahadur Zokei, and Chazal Darshan, that we Darshan the pasuk Mitnei Seva Tokum Vahadata, talking about that, so it applies both to a seva and to a zokain, both in the midst of heder and the midst of kima. Just one thought to take to just before we start the shiur. There was a yid was just nifter, lived in Montreal. He was an Altamira. His name was Rabbi Yaakov Magid. He's one of the Altamira chevra. And he said the following Ha'orah, that if you look in the Torah, that the concept of Hidr is mentioned by Priyetzadr, is mentioned by Hidr Penizokin. He says, and Seva, the same way we're makbid by a Priyetzadr, that everything, there should be no blemishes in it, it should be perfect, it should be done with all the Hidurim. So the Torah uses the Lashon of Hidr by Penizokin, for the Zokin, and for the Seva, you should make sure that you do it with all the Hidurim, without any blemishes in it. That was his Ha'orah. People are mostly more makbid on the hitter of their esrog than they are on the hitter of their zaken. So, okay. Above and beyond this halacha of giving cover to the seva and to the zaken, there's a separate council of giving cover to rabbi. The interesting psak, Fiske Schubert brings a psak, he says a person who was Megayer, a ger, he went to help him through the process of gerus, he was Megayer him, being from the Shuvah Shara Ephraim. The ger has a chiyuv of kavod to that person, and when that person is nifter, he has a chiyuv of kriya. He says because the more said the lomdus of the chiyuv of kavod rabbi, because that is greater than that the chiyuv of kibud avayim, because zeh mi v'yaser l'chayelam zeh, but zeh mi v'yaser l'chayelam abo. So that the parents brought them to this world, and the rabbi brought them to the world to come. So kal v'chomer, he says, in case a person is megayer somebody. So he definitely brought him into the world of Chayelam Habos. So he has that's the din of Kavod Rabbi. So Kavod Rabbi is seen as an extension in the Kavod Chomer of the Mitzvah of Kibud Avayim. The modern Poskim suggests that the Chomer would do the same thing if somebody is Master, somebody B'tshuva, would have that same din, that would have that same Kavod. But upon him, that seems to be a Madrega above and beyond the din of giving Kavod. The halachas of giving kavod to Talmud Chacham, there's another point of giving kavod to rabbi. Okay. That's a fair question. Well, let's start with Rabbi Muvud. Okay. So it would be nice to start with the halachas of kavod for a seva, because they seem to be a little more clear. so we'll do that first. Get the more has a shiloh, but you say the smaller thing first and the larger thing afterwards, or vice versa. Or either way is an option. Okay, so the din of kima for a seva, so it applies devid to an elderly man. So an elderly woman, there is going to be a focus on the poskim. Rav Vosner brings a sefer chassidim. Sefer chassidim is the mamash, one of the early rishonim, who says it applies to an isha's kema also. He brings from the chidor, the Chizor brings from Arizal, but it does not apply to an Isha's Kain. There's a recent sefer, a fairly recent sefer, called the Erev Shai, and Erev Shai is Matriya, that it does apply to women also. There's a Chiv of Kima, Shata and Isha, Skena also. The Din Kima applies when a person reaches within Dalet Amos, not beforehand, there's no Chiv beforehand. And the Shir of Kima is Moli Kamasa, to stand up totally. The person stands up totally. Whenever we talk about Kima over here, we're talking about the Chiv, is to stand up totally. This halacha applies even if the person is not a Talmud Chacham, as long as he's not a Rasha. It's okay. Now Shmoy, the Mora says your Mamayit is Zaken Hashmoy. So that's the Iker Din. Now, there seems to be a very great laxity in this mitzvah. People are not very mocked on this mitzvah. And the question is, understand why that is so. So there's a shach in Reish Mem Dalet, in Katan Yud Aleph. He says, "Va'achshuv noig b'shul alokim elav nei Rosh Hashiva va'avez." It seems to be the people who are not being tithom at hamachokim. The people don't seem to be standing up for the people they're supposed to be standing up for. They're only standing up for the Rosh Hashiva and the avezim, which were like the gadol, the gadoli ha'ir. The Efshur, the reason why that's true, Shalachalik bein Chacham l'Chacham, who should be the same as Shakol Shatayv as Yeshiva, Abez and Nikra Chacham Lama Miponov, with Ayin Tzarechian. So the Shach starts off with that the people did not stand up for the only because of Rosh Hashiva and Abez. The answer is, well, we give all Rosh Hashivas the same covet. That didn't answer the question. The problem was, the question isn't why we give Rosh Hashivas covet, the question is, why doesn't the Stam Talmud Chacham also get the cover? Ravadia in the Tshuva and Yitav Adoat, Michael Gimel, mentions this shach, and he says you have to, you know, add some kinach on the shach. What he's saying is that there became a minig, the Mor says, that that they can be moichel kvoidom, because it's theoretically, if you're not going to be moichel kvoidom, you're going to start trying to figure out which Chacham deserves more, which Chacham deserves less. It's a process which would be end up being potentially the opposite of kavod. This person has reached a madrega deserving of a chiyuv of kima. This one person's not. So he said very clear. Person was clearly typist malkim and klaya. Still, he's a rosh hashiva. He's an abezdin. That's body that the minig was that was maintained the minig to stand for them. And the person who was a Talmud Chacham wasn't typed as any type of leadership position. And Klal Yisrael, the minute came that they would be moichel and not expect people to stand for them. Then if you extend that, possibly, I saw there's a sefer, Hatzor HaKamurcha, he suggests maybe you could extend that to the minute why people would seem to relax standing up for the Seva also, even though theoretically that should be very easy. You just look at his birth certificate, 7 years old, get up, 7 years not get up, but he suggests maybe that's the shot in the minute, people are not makbid on. It would be insulting if we're getting up for the sabers, not for the minute Chachomim, so we don't get up for, so we assume they were also, in order to create this, it's not a situation of bizoyan, so we are, we assume that they're going to be moichel. Now, even if you say that that's true, I'm getting there. Right? I was telling you this is what seems to be done. Right? Now, taking it, even if that's true, nobody's going to argue that if you do it, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. The question is, even by a case where Rabbi is moichel, or a Talmud Chacham is moichel, if you give heder, it's still considered a mitzvah. So that's obviously 1A. B, to say that you're oikar at legamri would be difficult to understand. We'll see that there is a Ramah. The Ramah says that for Ashkenazim, Shachar doesn't say like this, but the Ramah says that the minhag has become that we only stand up for a Rebbe twice a day. Shouldn't it be Kvod Rav is greater than Kvod Shemayim? Because you sort of greet a Kadosh Baruch Hu twice a day, you become a Kvod Shemayim by Krishma Shachar, Krishma Arvis. So if we don't stand up for Rabbi also more than twice a day. So Except the one exception that the Gemara says to that is a case where you're in a Malkim, where people, you move to a new place, people do not know that you stood up for the Rebbe earlier in the day. So you're sitting in Yeshiva, you stood up for the Rebbe the first time he comes in, you stood up for him. People come later in the day, so you know they understand you're in Yeshiva, Mestama, he came in early reception. You go together to a different place, and people have no idea what you did in Yeshiva. So over there would be there you have to stand up for him again. So that is would be Kanira. I mean, even though now the Ramah does not say it, the Torah is an Isser to stand up more often. It's, you know, even though the Lashon is, it shouldn't be Kvod Rab is greater than Kvod Shemai. It would sound like it should be Asur to do it. But that's very nice. But the Kvod Shemai told you to stand up for your Rebbe every single time he walks by, make your Adin, and not for a Kodesh Baruch. So we're making Kamal Karmah can't get a Pasuk, right? So obviously it doesn't mean that it's also. It became established the anhaga that we expected that much, and we're not being tevei on the person to do more than that. Kilo is a mechila for more than that. So that being said, so we could the proper thing to do would be that the person should be mekayim it halachically twice a day. Another time the person should do some type of heder. Now what is heder? So that kima is molika mosle, and hider is that the person shows indication you're recognizing the person is there, and you give some element of kavod. So the for example, it says Allah, if you have two tamidim chachamim which are learned from each other, so they should give each other some element of hider. So I remember somewhere Abayim, you know, they would one walk over, and they would, you know, they would give a small bump up, you know, type of a thing, something like that, show with their kavod that, you know, they're recognizing the person being there. And if a person does it more often, that's definitely considered, he gets him into kiyumis. Take it one step further. However, in a situation where the derech is badafka to get up, and a person doesn't get up, so possibly you could argue that that's not considered just an issue of not giving, doing the mitzvah, that's improper. It's really, that's not derech covered. So one of the questions which comes up is, there's this interesting hanhaga, let's say when a person gets up to say a shir, everybody stands up. So even though I already stood up from once early in the morning, and I will stand up from later on in the day, since the derech is to get up at that point in time, if I wouldn't get up, that would be considered improper, a lack of respect, because that becomes a common hanhaga, it's a lack of respect, and therefore a person should stand up at that point in time also. Okay. One question which comes up just while we're on the topic is so we're talking about getting up for a zokein. More of a common question in Eretz Yisrael than it is in America, at least in these parts. So you get onto the bus, right, in Eretz Yisrael, you're sitting on the bus, and an elderly person gets on. Do you have a chiyuv to get up and give them your seat? Right. So the buzzer says, assuming that we're talking about, because the Gemara says there's no din of chasar and kis for this mitzvah. So if a standing seat cost less than a sitting seat, and I paid for a sitting seat, so I'm not mechir to give away my sitting seat, which I paid more for, he paid for a standing seat, I'm not mechir to give it away. But assuming that the case is that the average bus nowadays, that's not true, that the price for standing and sitting is the same. So I have a chiyuv when he comes in, I have a chiyuv to stand up for him. Then I sit down and go back to my business. So that it's felt in kima, which gives hider, because that's a shnickel lack of hider, that he should be left standing and I should be sitting. So I was mevatel my hider that I gave to my kima by reseating myself in his presence. So one attack is, now there are other person disagree with him. Everybody agrees that it would be considered a proper derech eretz to do so. When can you sit down? By the case of the zaken, so it says that you have to, the chiyuv is when he reaches within your dalet amos, and there is two sheets brought down when you're allowed to be seated. One is kishiyav milafana, he continues on his way past you. One is he goes beyond your Dalet Amos. He goes out Dalet Amos in another direction. So he has to walk all 8 Amos. Bullshit is written in halacha, so no hakrov. If you have a suffix in the mitzvah, you should be mach. Four amos before, four amos afterward. That's 8 amos, right?
Yeah, amos after he passes.
Right. Total 8 amos. Right. So, if once he's Megila Makaimoi, however, so you have no chiyus to retain the, remain standing. So if the Rebbe walks by, you have to be sitting very close by. So, and then he stops to talk to somebody, say, now this is his makom. You're not Makaimoi to remain standing all the time that he's talking to somebody. If he's talking to you, getting back to our Nakuda of that there's a Kima has to have heater. So it's a lack of heder, which is the respect of the Pnei Zokein, that he should be standing, you should be seated. For the Musar element, that, I mean, over the years, I remember the occasions where I would see a situation where Rav Einar was talking to a Bacher, and the Bacher was seated, and didn't stand up to talk when Rav Einar was talking to him. So if I could do it as inobtrusively as possible, I would go over to the Bacher and I would go like this, like, get up, you know, hello. Is Rosh Hashiva. Okay. So, mitzvah, the din of giving kavod once he's Megillah Mekomah, now that halacha, by the way, applies by Sefer Torah also, that a Sefer Torah, the din of Kima, the eager din of Kima is the Sefer Torah is moving. Once it reaches its makom, you're allowed to be seated. Meikir adin. When you open up the Aron HaKadosh, so the Sefer Torah has been kama. There's not a chiyuv kima meikir adin. It's the minhag is to stand up. Again, one time, in Kippur, the Aron is open. Somebody's weak. Can be seated? The answer is yes. When a Sefer Torah is moving, can you be seated? Unless your mom is ill, no. What's interesting is you see that, you know, or Kurdish is open, you know, Chas V'Shalom, the person shouldn't stand and give her, you know. Okay. See, but Torah's moving and the people still being seated. So that we point out that that's interesting. Okay.
Does the person have to be Modi everyone when they're moving to Sefer Torah, or if they don't know,
They don't know. The Sefer Torah this year is Molik. The shear of Kima is calls on it's moving in your, with an eyesight. It's like the rabbi moving. If it's a different room, you're not going to have Hashem Achai, but rabbi moving either. It's a different room. Okay. Fine. So that's our seva. We're very happy with this seva. 70 years old. Okay.
He's in the first year.
He's completed 70 years. Yeah. What's the definition of a Talmud Chacham? So the Ramah, the beginning of Reish Mandalad, says that the definition of Talmud Chacham is that he's Galah Mimenu Baray Lumad Mimenu. It's a person who has knowledge that you could learn from him. So it doesn't have to be that he's extraordinarily wise, above and beyond the other Tamei Chachamim. He's in that crowd of what we refer to as a Talmud Chacham. He's a person who knows how to learn. He has what to teach you. That's not a very, very difficult definition. And we can't say it's not easy to reach. You know, it's definitely some work to get there. I'll tell you when I get there. It's not... You know, you need an extraordinary. The Moshe says definition of Talmud Chacham for this purpose is he's Gadol Mimenu. He's above the average person, the average person in the Baal HaBos in the community. He's above that. That's considered Talmud Chacham. He can't be the same thing when it comes to the same way we're Mayat. He's Zaken Hashmoy. So Talmud Chacham who's not Machbed and doing mitzvahs properly. So do not have this give anymore. Now, how you define that definition of being makbed and doing mitzvahs properly? So that's a good question. The same way we remind a zaken ashmoy, an elderly person who's who's a rosher. So a person who's person who is a Talmud Chacham, he knows a lot of Torah better, but he doesn't keep the mitzvahs properly, so we you do not have a chiyuv to give him a kavod. You could argue, I mean, you have to figure out what the definition of that is, you know. So what does that mean? A person who doesn't come a davening, so maybe he's not marking mitzvahs properly. So the chayyah has no chiyuv kavod on him anymore. Okay. If a person should be acting more properly, so the definition is difficult to understand. What exactly where you draw that line? You know, he has to be above and beyond the average person. I don't know. Fine. The definition of rabo. So there's something called Rabbi Muvik. Rabbi Muvik creates a whole slew of halachas. The Yitzchak Masodim says that nowadays it's hard to find a Rabbi Muvik. If he doesn't even bring down the halachas of Rabbi Muvik, is because we don't have a Rabbi Muvik as long as that. Because we learn from many different chachamim, etc. There are some people who disagree with that and say, well, if you do it, then it's Shaykh Rabbi Muvik is not a Zebit. It seems to be many poskim that we're going to agree to that definition of that Rabbi Muvik is not a Zebit is a difficult thing to find. Even Rabbi Stam, so Rabbi Stam, the Meister, you have a chiyuv, so that's what we said to the Moshe, you have a chiyuv to stand for him twice a day. So this, you can't ask the kasha, the Mavatin Chacham L'Chacham. The answer is, they're not being Mavatin Chacham L'Chacham, I'm being Mechavim because he's my Rebbe. So that shach, which argues that we don't give kavod we limit our kavod to Tzvi Chachamim, the answer over here is that I'm not being Tveya Mitzat Talmud Chacham, the person, the chiyuv which is being tevei is because he's the person who taught you Torah. So you have a chiyuv to appreciate that and give respect back. So so that Ramo becomes irrelevant. So you can't go with the Stam Swarv, there's a mechila, here there's a chiyuv of kavod. So the chiyuv of kavod, which would be kima, etc., when applied to a Rebbe. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch passes, you must give the stand for him 100 times a day. Ramo comes along, and Ramo says that he brings a Tur B'Shem Rambam, that the person only Chayav Lamed will say Rabbi Rak Shachas V'Arvis. This is the end of in Siman Reish Mem Beis, Sif Tez Zayin. Then he points at Dafka Beis Arav, etc. So if people don't know that you did it, you're Chayav Lamed. It's also Mordechai here in Kedusha. The Mordechai only says the tour while you're learning. The same way there's a loch of the Bali Umnis while they're working, because they're very, very careful about the aspect of people working, that they should work with Emes and Emuna, that they shouldn't cheat anybody out. So Chazal parted them from many mitzvahs. So they also the Namachiv interrupts for Kima, so we're not, once you sit up for Rebbe once in the day, you'll sit up, stand up for one more time at the end of the day while you're learning. But if you're doing other things, the Mordechai says you do have a chiyuv to stand. This tour doesn't apply.
You still have no learning for regular Hamachalim. You also should be Mahadr just to have to be master your learning, but to get up a little bit. Is that correct?
Mahadr, correct.
You could hold your place in the Gemara and stand up fully as their stand.
Yeah. So, fine. Again, the Chi of Kima starts by Rabbi Shana Muvik. The Chi of Kima starts Tet Aval Amis until he passes by, or until he passes by, we'll have the Mechoikas how far he has to go, or until he reaches his place. Again, if the Rebbe is talking to you, so obviously you have to stand. You can't call your Rebbe by name. There's a shach who says that the correct nusach is referred to him as Rebbe. You speak to him. The Kibbeger asked the kasha on that from the din of the pasuk Adonim Moshe Kohen. And he says that that's not true. You're allowed to. He says that even the phone will be allowed to refer to him as long as you refer to him as Derech Kovetz. So you say Rabbi Moshe, right? So you'd be allowed to if it's not Rabbi Mubik, you'd be allowed to do that. Even Rabbi Mubik. Maisa the Shach passes that you talk to him directly, you don't refer to him by name, you say Rebbe. When you're referring to him, referring about him, you also have a chiyuv of giving kavod. You could mention his name, but you say it, you can't say it. Yeah, I'm speaking to Moshe. I'm speaking to my Rebbe Moshe. Right? You can't say Moshe. If the Rebbe's name is Moshe. If the Rebbe's name is Yankel, so Rebbe Yankel, they have to say Rebbe. Now, what about speaking to somebody in front of the Rebbe who has the same name as the Rebbe? So he says over here you have a problem. If you're calling somebody else, Lacherim Sheshmom Kishmoy Azoser, so there's two dinim over here. If the Rebbe's name is a common name, it's only also in front of the Rebbe. So the Rebbe's name is Moshe, and my friend Moshe is standing right near it and says, "Hey, Moshe!" So people think I'm referring to the Rebbe by his first name. That's improper. If the Rebbe's not there and I'm referring to my friend, I can call him Moshe. If the Rebbe has a very unique name, and it's a very uncommon name, and I happen to have a friend who has that name also, so Clonimus, like some of the examples, like Clonimus is not such a common name. It's, this, but it's not such a common name. So my Rebbe's name is Rebbe Clonimus. I happen to say, "Hey, Clonimus," and says, I shouldn't be doing that because probably most people don't expect Yekosil Yehuda. I have a friend Yekosil Yehuda. So I was a Talmud of the Kloisenberger Rebbe Yekosil Yehuda. I have a friend named Yekosil Yehuda. Probably I shouldn't call my Yekosil Yehuda without pointing out that by saying his last name or something like that. So this way. I know that I'm not referring to the Rebbe, I'm referring to this Chavra. Even Shlomo Sneh Rebbe. When it's a Shem Pella, however you define you give your definition of a Shem Pella, it's quite an extraordinary name. So you can't refer to a Chavra, Shmom Kishmoy, even Shlomo Fonov. And that's Sif Tezvav, Reshman Bey, Sif Tezvav. When you give say Shalom Aleichem to your Rebbe, you do not say it in the normal way. He says you should be Shoycha Lefonov, you should bow towards him, and you say, I remember Yira Ubekovid, Shalom Aleichem Rabbi. And if Rebbe greets you, you should say back Shalom Aleichem Rabbi, Murray V'Rabbi, Rabbi Murray. Then I have this interesting phenomena. I have one Talmud here in the Yeshiva, when he's by Kiddush Levana, whenever when he says he always says Shalom Aleichem, he says Shalom Aleichem Rabbi Murray, and so he says Shalom Aleichem to me he's right.
Not knowing like this in general, felt not knowing like this Shalom Aleichem Rabbi Murray.
The belt is not knowing like this. Okay. It's a good question. So we could argue, it's fine. There's a halacha that davening, that a person shouldn't daven in front of his Rebbe, a person should daven behind his Rebbe, and not the tzidoy. You sit down in front of the Rebbe, so usually in yeshiva it's not such a, you know, this is something that's hold the mokum, but you have a tziva, which is a mokum kavua, it could be allowed to, but it's preferred not to do that, because you're standing with your back towards your Rebbe, and that's not right. It's maybe more common that you say you go to a chassid, you go somewhere, you know, there's people davening in a room, it's, right, and the Rebbe sits himself down somewhere in the middle, so people should not stand in front of him. So their back shouldn't be to the Rebbe, and that applies even to Rabbi Shana Muba. The issue of standing la'acharov or tzidai, this is also brought down over here. It's also brought down in Arachai and Simon Tzadi. And over there, the Shabura says that applies to Rabbi Muvik. But this is diving in front of him, that your back is facing towards him, applies even to not Rabbi Muvik. Outside of Dalai Lama says Motor. So if you're beyond Dalai Lama, no, see, those, he only applies it to he said that applies to Rabbi Muvik. I call correctly. Maybe I'm wrong, I guess I call correctly. If you're beyond Dalai Lama, it's even in front of him is Mutter. So that is sort of, you're standing with your back towards him, it only applies if you're within Dalai Lama of the Rebbe. That's fine. Right. A person shouldn't be careless to tell him to say Rabbi. So that's interesting halacha, which is the I'm not clear if the it's because when a person is covered, taking off his shalroi, she's uncovering his head. Should do that in front of his rebbe. There's brought that over there. By the way, it applies visibly in the Sefer Torah also. If a person has to be covered as a tefillin by laming, they should turn their face away from the Sefer Torah before they take off their tefillin.
He knew without uncovering the head. Is that okay?
Just the whole thing is sort of like the. The definition of Rebbe, I learned Torah by him. The Rambam says that if I'm in his yeshiva, Mishalom of yeshiva is man echad lo galer meshut talmud bal yeshiva. He's a talmud of the Rosh Yeshiva. I'll be sure after Shabbat yeshiva. Shema Yerusha Kedusha Yemenu, even though she might have learned more from him than he learned from Rosh Hashiva. So the person comes to visit, he learned another in Yeshiva X, and now he came and spent his money in Yeshiva Y, and he brought over a lot of interesting halakhas that he learned in Yeshiva X, and he told the Yeshiva in Yeshiva Y. So that being said, he's in the Yeshiva of the Rabbi, so that's it. The same halakha would apply to the rav who the tzira is makabel the rav pound himself is the rav, so they have the same din of that they would have the siyuvei kavod of rabbi. You can't sit in his place. You can't. Now there's an interesting gemara. This interesting Gemara. The Gemara in the Sanhedrin says like this. The Sanhedrin says that what hechadam apikaris? What's an apikaris? So the Gemara says the one shot of an apikaris is a person that says what it's all accomplished for us. The Gemara says that's not just an apikaris. That's a person who's megalopanim b'tarshalok alochi. He learns doesn't learn pshat aposik. And the Gemara says an apikaris is that he's mevaza talmud chacham. The Gemara says no. Apikaris is mevaza chaver b'fnei talmud chacham, which means if you don't have the proper respect for the talmud chacham or the rebbe, that you're uncomfortable acting frivolously and lightheaded type of a thing in his presence. You don't have the proper covering for the talmud chacham. That's called an apikaris shem lechel kolam haba. That's the Mora's definition of an apikaris. So that's quite a statement. It means that we appreciate the value of the talmud chacham and in his presence we stand there with an element of awe. And it's illogical that we should be acting in a lightheaded manner and, you know, teasing somebody and calling somebody a name, etc. in front of him.
Is that again Purim?
I don't know. That's the Machaber. in Reish Rambeis Hezayin, says, he says, if you sit in front of your Rebbe, you sit in front of him like a Yoshev Tzei HaMelech. There's a respect, there's a derech eretz that you have for the Rebbe, which is expected. Remember we had in Tells, we had the Hanhaga, that when the ball field, that you play baseball, was on the path from the yeshiva to where the yeshiva's houses were, when the yeshivas would walk by, we would stop playing. Friday afternoon, we would stop playing. You don't play a game of baseball when the yeshiva's walking by. You stand there, a character of the yeshiva, and he finishes going by, so you continue your game. But you know, you're playing a game in front of the yeshiva. That's a bit acting like it, light in the presence of the yeshiva. That was not considered proper. So that's a different story. You have to ask them. But so Rashiva Gifter one time was walking by. So you know, all the yeshivas, I don't know if they noticed it or not, but that's what we did. Rashiva Gifter came by one time and he saw we stopped. He says, "Play ball." He's an American. Yeah. We didn't start playing. If that's your question. Okay. I have to get it from somebody else. Okay. Person's talking to his Rebbe, so he can't sit down until the Rebbe tells him to sit. Now it says when the person walks out from the Rebbe, he shouldn't be yachsel achurav el nirsel achurav upon of nekeneged rabbi. When you walk out, it's not proper to turn your back to your Rebbe as you walk out from the Rebbe. You walk away from the Rebbe. You should walk out backwards. So all of you, the Chaim Berliners over here, you know the famous that the footman, when he'd go into his office, he would walk out backwards. And the door was locked, and the way the door opened was he had a buzzer by his seat which would unlock the door. If you walked out turning your back to him, he wouldn't unlock the door. So you learn that you walk out from a Rebbe backwards. That's how he taught the Talmidim. So you learn how you walk away from a Rebbe. Says lo yachriya devarav b'fono, lo yisa devarav. So lo yachriya devarav means that there's two tamin chomer having an argument, and I think my Rebbe's right. So I come and say, Rebbe, you're right. He says, thank you. I don't need you to tell me that I'm right. Like, it's like, you know, you're an opinion over here. There's like three options. There's me, him, and you, you know. You're also an opinion over here. Now, you can ask, we know that the clear from Chazal that Rebbeim and Tamidim argued. The more talked about it. So the more says that there's still a concept of Derech Eretz of how you say it. Besides the fact that there's a Muslim of Derech Eretz, Rebbeim also may, you know, can be wrong, can be corrected in learning. Right? But there's also element of logic that it's possible that you got it wrong and he got it right. Right? So, you know, you can say it, but to say it, like, you know, in the lesson of, like, you're wrong and I'm right, maybe more logical to say, you know, maybe there's, can I ask a question? I don't understand, maybe, why isn't this true? So you say it, and we say it in the language of a Derech Eretz, so that's mutter. We pass in that Rechiv, Rechiv is Kamahal Dami, so if the Rebbe is riding on, so then there's a chiyuv to stand up for him. Poskim say, however, if you see a Talmud Chacham going by in a bus, right, so in the case of Rechiv, Kamahal Dami, you have a chiyuv to stand for him, you don't have to stand for him because he's in a different Rishon. So the car, the same thing would be true in the car.
What if you're in the car and he walks by, and the car's not moving?
You
have to, like, get out of the car?
The car, you have a different shush. If you look it out. The shulah does not say. It says the case of sitting by a suda. You ask shush on the rabbi to eat. So it means that. It says well, yes, the fun of you don't. They didn't do you have savor in front of the rabbi. You have to ask Rishus for him before you started eating. So once you start eating, you're allowed to eat.
I rabbi move up, does it matter?
I think so. Can I tell you for sure that I saw that the Farish I can't.
I have to ask if that was appropriate. But in Simon Kup, I am with John Logan the Sula, I think I've mentioned that something about turning away when you're drinking from
it. Okay, I don't remember.
In the same car as
the when you get into the car? Not the whole time. Lachara. Never thought about that. Lachara, yeah. Okay. Fine.
In many halachas, however, Rishonim Achronim say there's no time of chacham b'chan as a. How does that work out over here?
So, those halachas that said regards to the dinim of parting him from certain kiyuvim, etc. That's a dinim him, right? It's not a dinim me. The Rishach says, "Mashal menad on a kavod a rab a kavod talmachachem." He says, Rishach says later on in Shin Lamed Aleph, he says, "If he's royal haris, and people consider him somebody of stature that they reckon with him, so he has dinim of talmachachem as mana." He says, "They had you." So all the dinim of kavod apply even as mana as that. Rabba Muvik, the one exception to Rabba Muvik that we say we don't have as much as that. So a person who's considered a Gadol Ador gets considered a Rabba Muvik.
Who's considered a Gadol Ador?
So he's considered Muflug B'Chachma from the Shar Chachmei Ador. That's all you need for that.
How we define Gadol Ador?
What?
How we define Gadol Ador necessarily?
Right, you know, we could have. It doesn't necessarily mean he's a well-known tremendous, but he's multiple kachum from the Shar Chachmei Ador. Now, that definition again is a little bit, you know, figure who that, that out. Rabbi Yaakov, that's how one time said, he says, you know, Rabbi Yaakov was part of a Gadol Yisrael. He says nowadays, who decides who's a Gadol nowadays? Trainer Studio and a Gadol Yisrael. Trainer Studio was the first photography studio where you just put pictures of the Gadolim on. So if he put a picture, you can put it in his window of his store, vice versa, you're a Gadol. So that was Rabbi Yaakov's comment. Right, you know. But on the other hand, Rabbi Yaakov once I said, he says, leave Kleiser. Kleiser has a Shmek for the Gadolim. They have a nose to figure out who's a Gadol, who's that they respect as a Gadol, who they don't respect as a Gadol. I don't think he wanted it. I don't know, but he was gave it up, but the opposite should be true, right? So that's a chiyuv of they give a chiyuv of molek masoi, and it starts as molek enam as soon as you see him coming in, until you see him passing by. Now there is interesting birka yosef over here. So he either goes beyond your eyesight or gets to his mocha. Now you can stand or sit. That's his business. There's interesting Birka Yosef over here. He says the Shir is Al Adamus. So he raises the Shiloh. There's a Gemara in Brachis, Daf Chafei. Shimon also says that a bias is Kedal Adamus done. Right. So he wants to. So the Birka Yosef wants to know, and the Shach Paskins that din. And Simon Shin Dalim Mem regards to the issue of saying the Torah b'fnei ameis. So the shir over there is Dalad Amos. He says if you're in a room, the whole room is in the middle of Dalad Amos, and you can't say the Torah b'fnei ameis, the whole Dalad Amos. The whole room. That goes into the shir of Dalad Amos. It means the same room. Bias means the bias of the Dalad Amos in the same room. Right. So the Birka Yosef over here clears the Shaila. This din of Dalad Amos, which we have for Rabbi, so does it apply to the whole room or not? It remains with the Sufik. Now, can we bring a Rabbi from the case of Gadol Ador? So the case of the Lador could be the case, we're talking about a case where there wasn't a room. It was outside. So as soon as I see him in the distance, I have a is enough for him. And that continues all the way till he gets to wherever he has to go. And because the Pesukim by Moshe Rabbeinu saw, as soon as Moshe Rabbeinu would leave the oil, to go, the Kleiso would Moshe Rabbeinu was the God of Lador, it was Rabbi Muvik, right? So it started from till he got to the Pesach oil. From the time he left till he got to the Pesach oil, they would stand up. So that's a case where it's outside. So that taka only belies to Rabbi Muvik or God of Lador. But inside it's one makim. So Dalad Amos. So refine handler, if you still catch a fine handler in Avi Yoshpe, says he suggested this shot to Rabbi Yashar. That's how. Rabbi Yashar said that didn't buy his Dalad Amos, doesn't apply to all halachas. So he's machriya, seemingly not like this Birkei Yosef. If you would not say like that, lachara, it's a suffix, so suffix lachara should be machmer. You're dealing with mitzvah d'oraisa. Which explains. So any person who's your Rebbe, when he walks in, until he gets to his walking, he has to stand. Which would explain why many, the Rebbe walks into shir, everybody stands up. It's not in your Dalad Amos. Right? The answer is the whole room is like Dalad Amos.
That's nothing with a shear
anytime
you walk in.
Right, but that's an example where where it comes up. He said that it doesn't apply to all dinim. Right? What? He was saying the guy with the shear. So I'm assuming that he holds it, that's not true.
Right.
One second. So now, there's a shear who says, brings from above, that you should not stand up before Dalad Amos because you've been involved with the mitzvah, since the Iker mitzvah is with Dalad Amos. So you stand up beforehand, so you're already standing. So it comes out that when it comes out of Amos, you lost the mitzvah. So standing up early, you're mevatel the mitzvah. Right?
Isn't that the mitzvah though? Because
you're not Amos? No, not in the case of the wall, but before he gets to the room, right? The thing that he said, someone stop. So you shouldn't stand up beforehand.
Also,
by Rabbo, Muvik, you see you stand up earlier. He says the reason why you don't why is it Dalad Amos? Because that's when it's a kimush yesh behider. Hider means that you're doing it in the cover of the person. So it's not nicker beforehand. So you've lost the opportunity to give that element of hider to the Talmud Kofa. That's what the Bach says. And the Shach quotes at the beginning of Reish Mandala to Cotton Bar.
Is that just for before or also after?
Let me finish talking, please. Every time I take a breath. Right. Don't interrupt. Okay, so the you should have that problem, right? And it's the Gemara. The Gemara seems to say that you, I would think that you should be Armin Meirachik, telling them you're racing the castle, Kashbarach, which knows the commandments that are in your heart, the more. So the Asher said on that, we don't pass him like the Shach. He said that that's not shot in the Gemara. That's right. The Gemara said shot in the Gemara like that. The Gemara is some of the case you're doing with kavanah to yarkin the mitzvah. So that's when there's a problem, right? The Gemara's case is yes, in the castle, but someone you were doing it for kavanah. They're really not to have to do the mitzvah later on. If a person wants to get up the kavanah, so he's not that doesn't apply. The Charetim, he says that's shot in the Gemara. He didn't address the fact that he's passing up like a shot in a box. Rabbi Asher. So he says that he asked Rabbi Yashar at that point. He has a whole siman on the isser of this isser. So he discusses it, Rabbi Yashar, he discusses it in regards to Talmud Chacham. He says that it should be this isser. He passes like the shach and the bach. And then he says the question applies to Tevatar also. You have to be very careful. You shouldn't stand up until the Tevatar is taken out of the Orem. Because since the Psichas Orem is not Makai within Kima. The Kima is mitzvah the Tevatar. So if you have the same barach that you have over there, you mark with Dafka not to stand up until the same Torah is taken out of the Orem. It should be the same sushta. I don't see the difference. Then he said, you went to the Yashar. The Yashar said, we don't pass him like that, so the whole thing is there. That was the decision. Are you here? Right? Okay. If you mark on that shach, you should be marking on that also. Right?
If I say it's impossible to do, it's going to be moving a little bit before you do it.
The what?
The Torah is going to have to start moving.
You open up the Orem. So Mikan, there's no dinkima when the Orem is open.
So you wait till it's moving. I mean,
as the Tevatar comes out, you stand up. You're standing up to cover the Tevatar. Right.
Maybe
that'd be the shot. Apparently, it's LP Zor, you're supposed to take out immediately. You're supposed to immediately go, open up, and take out. Good. and I'm half on dessert. Right. It's interesting horror, right? But that was the end of the tshuva. I guess the whole thing on the tshuva. You look at the tshuva. He says, I suppose the Goyen Echad. That's the Goyen Echad referred to the Yashuv. I don't know the arrangements were why his name wasn't. He didn't want his name to be put in there, etc. Fine. We're not makar on the shach, so you're betting you ought to set up before Dalaram. But what you mechayim is set up before Dalaram is you'd argue the room. So he says, no, we don't pass him like that, that the room is set up Dalaram. He says, if you want to, you could, but there's no chi of diligence to stand up before him. That being said, I think that nowadays that the minhag has become when the Rebbe walks in, people stand up. So it's nikkur. The whole problem is it's not nikkur, you're standing up before them. So when the case where he's coming in, and which now has become established, that's on Hogar, so now it's a case which we've created an artificial nikkur shehu mishum kvoida. I'm setting up to scratch my back. No, you're not. You set up everybody else because you set up because the Rebbe walks in. That's become on Hogar nowadays. So now it would be a problem if you don't stand up, you're being pagaya in his kvoida. So it would be problematic to say that you don't have to stand up, that you shouldn't stand up. I think you'd be conveying this. So I'm not for it, not to. So that's an interesting horror. I see that my friend over here on my left doesn't like it, because he holds the shot as a lot of the Meister. Okay, but when he gives his share, he'll pass him like that. Okay. Halacha l'maaseh, everyone walks into the room. We are not machmir that a person should stand up. When he comes in, the din here really is when the person, whenever he walks by, the test al alav. There's certain scenarios which have become, become the hanhaga to do it. I think a person should maintain those hanhagas, even though we could argue that they're questionable, but. Especially, once they become established, I would be hesitant not to do that. Aishas cover. We said before that the regards to an Aishas Kena, that there's the Bechorik is what to do. What about Aishas cover? So here the issue is that when you're giving cover to the woman, you're giving cover to the Torah of the Rebbe. So there's a Gemara in Shavuos in the beginning of the fourth parak. Gemara says that there was a situation when Rav Huna's wife came to Din Torah, and Rav Nachman was a dying. And when Rav Huna's wife walked in, he said, "I have to stand up because Eishes Chaver is Kachaver." So you see that Eishes Chaver, there's no machlokes, and you have a chiyuv to give Chaver to Eishes Chaver also. The scenario with the Gemara says that we have a problem. Rav Nachman was saying he had a problem. He says, if I don't stand up, I'm being over this sort of setting. I have to stand up for the Aishas cover. If I do stand up, so I'm giving more cover to one of the Balei Dinim, and the other one, will be, think I'm giving preferential treatment to them, and now they won't be able to present their argument properly. So what do I do? That's the worst conversation over there in Shavuos, how to deal with that problem. But you see from him that he assumed with the repulsion that he has a key of Mika that was standing up for an Aishas cover. That being said, I imagine most Aishas Chaverim are moichel, they're covered, and you should stand up for them. I think they probably want to hit you if you try to stand up for them. And they'll set up with Rebbetzins. You know, if you haven't learned by now that the Rebbetzins are the ones who are more dangerous to set up with than the rabbis, at least, so don't set up with the Rebbetzins. Okay. Make it means any time of the same thing, she's not more common than her husband. Okay. Okay, I think we covered everything we wanted to cover. Okay, well, one more point. The key of cover to Talmud Chacham is a tremendous Chazal were very merry machmer around it. You see, the Akedei Kachat Apikurs, etc. There's another Mechor by Biza Talmud Chacham. I just want to mention that, if the case of the Mavaz Talmud Chacham, so the more says that the Goloch is that you're Menada for cover of the Talmud Chacham. And if somebody that was involved with the Talmud Chacham, the people there should put him in Chayrim. And the Moshe says, if they don't put him in Chayrim, they deserve to be put in Chayrim also. Because they're accepting the Bizarre of the Talmud Chacham. So it's not a push of the thing. to witness the Bizoin of a Talmud Chacham. What's the definition of a Bizoin? The definition of Bizoin in Pashas is, you know, we have the things which are, it's not, you know, there's covered, there's hidden, etc. I didn't do covered, I didn't do hidden. That's not Bizoin. I do something which is, you know, if a person walks over to, he says that they're not there, you know, calls him by his name. Somebody walks over to Rabbeinu and says, Gedalia, it's so good to see you. Excuse me? You know, he's not Gedalia, he's Rabbeinu. You know, Rebbe, Rav Gedalia, you know, Gedalia, you know. I'm not a Talmud Chacham. I have a Bala boss that used to call me Eli. You know, the first time I introduced myself, I said, Shomai, my name is Eli Reingold. So from now on, my name is Eli. You know, he called me Eli, you know. So, okay, he called me Eli, you know. I could see some people be getting upset when he called me Eli, look at it. So I have a few of them to be Moichel, because of my cover, I don't think so. I'm Moichel, my cover. Moichel, my Makhla. I'm a lot of Moichel, my Makhla, right? Okay, very good.
Why didn't it record?
I know it's that.
I didn't press record. That's why.